What's going on? It's your man Casanova with another Black Man's Mental Health Podcast. First, I definitely want to say thank you to everybody that's been rocking with me for this long and everybody's been patient with me. I know I've been a lot of different posts about Cast is Crazy, Podcast Guru, Minute Advice, stuff like that. I appreciate everybody listening to those, but those were pre-recorded. What you're hearing is pre-recorded. As far as I did those podcasts before. And I just want to be real with you, okay? Black Men's Mental Health has stopped for a little bit because I actually went through some surgery. I had surgery on my esophagus area, stomach area. I had some medical problems. Then after the surgery, I developed a blood clot in my lungs. So I was dealing with that for quite some time. But in the meanwhile, though, you know, I did some podcasts ahead of time to kind of keep things going. And I want to appreciate you because for some reason, I blew up on the list. I went from maybe, you know, 30 to 20 to some list number six. I was number six and number 10 on Black Mental podcasts and all mental podcasts in the world. I went to number six. I think I'm at 12 right now, but, you know. Oh no, I'm at like eight or something, but I, you know, y'all put me in the top 10 and I want to appreciate y'all so much for the love y'all been showing me. Even when I was sick, a lot of y'all probably knew what was going on with me because I did put some stuff on my Instagram or I wasn't on Instagram or nothing for at least 3 months, but I really appreciate y'all. But just to let you know, everything is good. I lost over 30 pounds. I'm looking good. If you follow me on my Facebook, you see, I got some abs right now because I've been working out. I've been eating right. Sometimes when stuff happens in your life is a blessing. And this was definitely a blessing. Man, I went from literally a 2X large shirt, 2X large, to a medium. Like, seriously. Like, my wife don't even like it. She's like, a man shouldn't even be wearing a medium. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's because, you know, when you're sitting at home, you're not doing nothing and you're injured and you're not eating like you're eating. Then when I got better, I started eating right. I cut out sugar. I cut out fat, a lot of water, started walking. And man, it just melted off. And I feel really, really healthy. You know, I was in like the 250 somethings, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm in the 220 somethings, you know? So thank you everybody for supporting me, keeping this podcast going. And just letting you know, I'm gonna go strictly back to Black Men's Mental Health and just focus on that. I like the 5 day a week thing, but those other podcasts, I'm going to just do an individual podcast. I thought I wanted to do it all together, but you know what? I'm going to go back to my once a week Black Men's Mental Health. I'm going to air it on the network, the Culture Radio Network. It's still up and running, free music, free interaction. You're going to see a lot of great things with that. And I appreciate y'all. I really do. Trust me, man. You know, without y'all with me on this journey, I would have not been able to do this journey. And those that have been with me since day one, about over 3 years ago, has been with me in the journey, know what I've been through. And I only have been able to get through that because y'all supported me and loved me and showed me so much love. So let's get to the topic today, right? All right, because I'm going to come hard with it right now. You're going to probably say, damn, Cass, why didn't you talk about this a little earlier when it happened, right? But let me explain something to you. You know me. You know that I in no way jump on the bandwagon and try to clout chase. When I do a podcast, as all you know, I take my time. I take my time to think, to see reactions in the media, so I could really talk about it in depth. Other people jump on things real quick as soon as it comes out to be on trend. And a lot of information comes out, people's reactions, all that stuff happened, and they're never able to capture that. See me, when something happens big, I wait, all right? And coming back to podcasting, because I'm coming real heavy now, people. Y'all don't know how heavy I'm coming. But coming back, I wanted to make sure that because I've had thousands of people that listen to this, I wanted to make sure that I come correct with this because this is a hot topic. Now, if you didn't read the capture of this podcast, it's about Diddy, all right? And I really wanted to talk about this, but I wanted to be clear about it because I see this differently. I put the subject on my Facebook and immediately got attacked. I was called supporting abusers. I was called idiot, everything. Now, I want to make this clear, and I want people to understand. I want this to be 100% clear. I in no way, shape, or form condone, agree, have sympathy, have understanding for any man that hits a woman. Okay? Unless that woman attacked him and he was defending himself, there is no reason that a man should put his hands on a woman. The bigger picture is nobody should put any hands on anybody, period. It shouldn't be a gender thing. So I want to make that very, very clear, okay? Because I before what I say, I don't want nobody to misunderstand. Because, see, unfortunately, with Facebook, when you put things up, people don't read what you say. They take things out of it, and then they comment on those things, and they don't read your whole message in its totality. So I want to be clear. In no way did Cassie deserve to get her ass beat by the elevator by Diddy, okay? I don't know how more upfront, blunt, and correct I could be by saying that, okay? So anything I say afterwards will not contradict nor go against that. Understand that. Nothing I say will go against that, okay? Now, with that said, my perspective is a little bit different. Now, if you know the history, and this goes to the whole red pill discussion that's been going on, which you know I don't agree with in its totality. So I really feel, now, if you know the history of Cassie and Diddy, right? They were dating for what, like 9 years or something like that. In the beginning, Cassie was dating and with Ryan Leslie. Now, if you don't know who Ryan Leslie is, he is a genius producer. He went to Harvard, I believe, graduated early, was a genius. He was a music producer, found Cassie. They started dating, being together. While they were together, they produced a song called Just Me and You, which was a huge underground hit. I think at the time, LimeWire and Napster, all that stuff was really, really popular. It became a huge hit. From that hit, it got attention, the attention of Bad Boy. And the rest is history. You know, Cassie signed. They started on. So during this time of them working together, I'm not sure if it was during, or I don't know, but Cassie started to see Diddy while she was with Ryan Leslie. Now, this is well known. They weren't broken up or nothing. Whatever. After a while, Ryan Leslie got pushed out. Diddy kept dating Cassie and moved on. Now, once again, I'm going to say I do not condone anybody for hitting anybody. Diddy is wrong. Okay? I'm saying this. So if people use my audio, use this audio. I think Diddy is totally wrong for how he abused Cassie. Now, I cannot speak upon if he always abused her, because all we know and have evidence is of that one time. Now, I'm not here to speculate, because if I don't have evidence, I'm not here to talk. But that alone is wrong. And if it wasn't occurring, it is wrong. I'm not here to talk about the lawsuit. Don't care about that. I'm not here to talk about what she said was going on, because, you know, people tend to say, well, since we have this evidence that he did it once, then everything else she said is correct. I don't, because we don't know at that point, is he say, she say, until there's proof of it. There's proof of what she said about the elevator thing. That is fine. Everything else, I don't know. So I could just judge on that one thing. So I think there's a lesson to learn with Cassie. Like I said, no matter what she did with Ryan, she could have cheated on Ryan, smacked him in the head, whatever. Nobody deserves anything to get beat. But I think there's a bigger picture to learn with Diddy and Cassie on both sides. Let me start with Cassie. She was young, you know. looking for stardom. And of course, you know, you work with Diddy. Diddy is Diddy. At that time, Diddy was like the biggest shit on the world. Power, money, influence. She got caught up in it and ran with it. Right? Now, I'm not against anybody falling in love, and people meet in weird, weird ways. You know, I met my wife in a club, randomly partying, and I look to my right, and I see this beautiful light-skinned woman looking at me. You know, or maybe she wasn't looking at me, but you know, but we look in each other's direction, and we just caught each other's eye, and it was this real big girl on this. They had like this elevated stage in the middle of the dance floor. And she was like a big girl. She was moving it and everything was jiggling. And we were looking at each other laughing because it was like, wow, really? I mean, it wasn't like it just, you know, big girls in general aren't bad or nothing. But, you know, she just had like this very revealing skirt, you know, a little tank top, stomach all out. And she was just, legs were all split up, jiggling it. It was like not the prettiest day in the world. But we caught each other's eye. We started laughing. And it's funny that you know, that big girl will never know that her dancing that day led to somebody getting married with two kids and you know, a union. You know, that's how funny life is. So I don't condone how people meet. It is what it is. But the lesson learned is sometimes the grass isn't greener on the other side. You know, you're pursuing a career and you're doing everything you have to do for that career. You hurt people. Once you get it, sometimes it's not what you think it is. Cassie is a case of somebody that saw the opportunity, jumped on it. You know, because some people say, well, Diddy's Diddy, so he seduced her. She was young. Poor little young thing. I'm sure she knew what she was doing. Okay? If it was done correctly, she would have broke up with Ryan Leslie and said, hey, this is not working. I found somebody else. Before she did anything with Diddy, before they were dating, before they were anything, she would have just been honorable. Then I had people say to me, oh, well, you know, you don't know how he was to her. Like, every excuse in the world for Cassie and the wrong she did because down the road she got wrong. So everything in her life is correct. Like, she was wrong her whole life. You know, and that's not how life works. We all know that. She was wrong. She cheated on Ryan Leslie for Diddy. Cool. All right. It's just a lesson learned of sometimes you have to assess what you have at home and the grass isn't always green on the other side. Now, that's not saying she deserved to get beat. It's not saying that she deserved to go through violence and all the stuff she said she went through. Not at all. Not at all. But it's a lesson learned that be careful. For what you wish for, you may just might get it. The grass is not always greener on the other side. That's it. This is not victim blaming. I'm not blaming Cassie for what happened. I clearly say that she did not deserve it. But at the end of the day, you have to be careful and not run after fame and fortune or other opportunity over what you already have, because over there may be more dangerous, may be more deadly, may be not conducive for your morals, for your mindset, for your mental health. So you have to evaluate better. And now, don't get me wrong, bad stuff happens no matter what you do. You know, she could have done it properly and it could have been the same outcome. So I'm not saying that. But I can only talk about what did happen and what happens a lot of times. People, men and women, run after something else and then find out, damn, I should have stayed where I was. Hence the saying, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. You know, Ryan was heartbroken. He loved her. He produced her. He really saw talent in her. And when she broke his heart, it was devastating to him. Diddy betrayed him as well because he knew Ryan for a little bit and took his girl because he was Diddy. Now, both of them are getting the karma from what they did. Like I said, I'm not saying anybody is the I'm not saying what I'm saying is both of them did wrong and now look where they both are. Now we can sit here and we can say, well, Cassie got off, she got revenge. But let's look at this deeper. Okay. And I'm gonna talk about Diddy too. So I don't want you to think that I'm sitting here gonna, you know, say, did he? No, no. I'm talking about both of them. Now, is she a victim of abuse? Yes. Did he? Yes. But let's look at, did she really win? Okay. Now, she was with Diddy for 9 years and went through horrible things, according to her. We know one incident, definitely, but everything else is speculation. So let's just go with it, though. You know, she went through a lot. She got out of that. She got married. She had kids. Life is good, right? Things are good. She was gone years. She had two kids now. By got married, has two kids now, right? Now, I don't know who it was. Maybe it was a husband, friends, old business people that hated Diddy. You know, who knows? That went to her and said, hey, you need to get revenge or settle the score or seek justice, whatever it was, you know? And they filed this lawsuit. And immediately, Diddy's career and life is in shambles, right? Then she settles. She settles for the money. And look, $25 million, $20 million, whatever she settled for, she's good now. But let's look at it for long-term effect. If Cassie really got off. Every woman thinks it's redemption. You know, redemption for, you know, for her, blah, blah, blah. You know? But I don't see it that way. From now on, she's going to have to deal with the fact that everything she did with Diddy had to be put out there because she was filing this lawsuit. The lawsuit was made public. Now, I believe that in the beginning, she was a willing participant with Diddy. Towards the end, probably not. Maybe he got tiring. Maybe she wanted something more and Diddy was still on that, like, we're going to have this fun. And it got to that point where she's like, yo, this ain't cool. And the abuse started and shit like that. So I'm not doubting all that. But if they did a whole bunch of freaky stuff, according to her, they did. They slept with a whole bunch of different people. He had her sleep with other men. Girl, I mean, they did a whole lot of stuff according to the lawsuit. All of that is public record now of everything she went through. All of the sex partners and all that stuff. She has a husband, kids, that will always know now what mommy went through. The husband's in-laws, her parents know what she went through. Now, in a perfect world, we would sympathize and say, damn, that's fucked up. You know, you need support. But the real world is that now that this is all out, how long do you think that her husband is going to stay with her? How long is this going to be protected from the kids? Where could her career really go? What can she really do with this really out there like this? See, I'm not talking about what should happen. I'm talking about what will happen with the type of society we live in today. Most men's ego are fragile. How long is he going to know all of this stuff and still be okay? And it's not about him not loving her, but being in public and everybody knowing what your wife did and all the freakiness and all this stuff, his parents and family knowing and the pressure of the media and stuff like that. How long will he last? And he's of another race. And we already know, let's be honest, how other races view black people, unfortunately. We don't know his parents. You know, we don't know his friends. We don't know. So this right here is a speculation. So I'll be honest. But it is something to think about. She has two kids, two beautiful kids. And now these kids one day will be exposed to all this stuff their mommy did. Did she really win in the end? She won a whole bunch of money, but did she really win? See, I'm looking at this differently. I'm not saying she deserved it. I'm not saying this at all, but the situation started bad from the beginning. And it's going to keep getting worse for her. And it's not because I want it. Not because I feel like, oh, she deserves it. Not at all. I want her to go home and live her life in peace and cool. But that's never going to happen. People are cruel out here. People are very cruel. And they will remind her husband all the time of all that stuff Diddy did to your wife. And you know what? I've learned in life that what people tell you is probably 20% of what actually happened, because they don't want to tell you everything that happened. They were together for 9 years. 9 years. So is it 9 years? I think it was 9 years. It was a while. Let's be honest. I think it was nine. But let's be real. That's a lot of fucking. That's a lot of orgies. That's a lot of situations. Like, she's just talking about the stuff that she didn't like. You know what I'm saying? So either she was honest with her husband, just told him that stuff, or she told him everything. Either way, it's just not good for her, for her kids, for her mental, with her husband. It's going to have long-term repercussions. And I'm not saying that, you know, the abuse shouldn't have long-term repercussions, because those do. You got to go through counseling. You have, yeah, I get it. But besides that victim stuff, just in general, there is no winner. She didn't win. Women went, oh, yeah, victory for air. It's not a win. It probably is going to be, her life is probably going to be worse now because of this. Because it's all exposed. Now let's talk about Diddy. I do not condone what Diddy did. I do not think that Diddy is a great guy. There was a lot of allegations about Diddy on things he did in the past. Beating Nod's manager over the head with a bottle. Setting Shine up to take the fall for the club incidents where the girl got shot. I think burning Lipo Fiasco's car or somebody else's car, Wale's car, somebody, whatever. Diddy has done a lot of shit. So don't get me wrong. And what I believe is that, yeah, there probably was a lot more incidents with Cassie. Is there evidence? No. So I can't speak upon that. But I can't, I'm not moving as if it's evidence. I'm moving as if I'm only going to move on the evidence that we know is the things I stated that we know that happened. I'm not here to talk about Kim Porter. I'm not here to talk about Biggie murder, Kim's murder, I'll be sure in the hospital, Andre Favelle's murder, Heavy D's dying. I'm not here to talk about none of that. Conspiracy theories, you know, Justin Bieber and the Diddy part. I'm not here to talk about none of that shit. All right? I'm here to talk about what we know. Diddy, for years, has been, I'm not going to say a menace, but a force to be reckoned with in the industry. He was a powerful man, and at one point, he was untouchable. Now, look at where he's at. But Diddy's downfall is a shame in blackness. So let me explain. We are the first people to ostracize and destroy our own. Now, other cultures, when they have a stain, somebody that is famous that did something wrong, they tend to sweep it under the rug. Let that person be punished, but they don't emphasize it in the culture. They don't push it as the agenda. They don't bash it and continuously go to bash it. They want to just throw it in the jail and call it a day. Epstein, Weinstein, all these people, the coach, white culture in general, is not condemning him like we do. And let me explain. I know you're saying, well, he's in jail. But what I'm saying is that they acknowledge the evil he did. He got punished. He's in jail. Epstein is dead. Weinstein is in jail. They handle it. But they keep it moving as a culture. Any other culture, Asian culture, Irish, Puerto Rican, Spanish, whatever, they handle it and they move on. They handle it and they move on. Black people will dwell, bash, confine, define our black heroes. Now, I'm not saying Diddy is perfect. And I'm not saying that Diddy deserves any accolades as being the best person in the world. But we can't take away what he has done for the culture. You know, it's like Bill Cosby. No matter what Bill Cosby did, what he did for the culture was phenomenal, right? White people, Europeans, other people, don't take away accomplishments that a person has done just because they did ugly things. It took how many years for them to change Christopher Columbus Day? And we know he murdered tens and thousands of Indians when he got here. But they still celebrate Columbus. We still learned it in school for years. Kings and queens and producers and stuff like that. We sit here and they immortalize them and they talk about them in such great praise, and they don't talk about the evils. Because at the end of the day, every man has evil in them, has done wrong. But they celebrate the accomplishments. We don't. We will totally, totally eliminate everything and anything that person has done that was good for us. Which is why we can't move forward. Now, does Diddy need help? Yeah, he needs freaking help. You know what I'm saying? He needs help. Does he need understanding? No, I'm not saying that. But he needs help to be a better man. Because Diddy done things in our culture that other black men didn't do. He was the poster child of what it is to have swag and style in this business. He was the epitome of what a black businessman was when it came to this industry. We can't just wipe away what Diddy did. We could appreciate what he did, but we also can not condone what he did as well. There's a new wave of people trying to talk about Martin Luther King, how he had mistresses and shit like that. And the FBI is going to release it in 2025 or some shit like that. I don't know. I don't care. I don't give a flying rat's ass what he did in his bed. I don't care if he was unfaithful. That man changed the history of our country. He changed the history of black people. So why do we care about the personal life? No man is perfect. No man. Now, if Diddy got to pay for what he got to pay, he's going to go pay for whatever he got to pay for. That's fine. Jail time, whatever. I hear radio stations talking about, oh, we're not going to play none of Bad Boy music. What the fuck Biggie got to do in any of this shit? He dead. Biggie been dead for years. Craig Mack dead. These people are long gone or living their lives. 112, Mace, all these people get money off royalties now. And you sitting there telling them that because of what Diddy did, they can't get paid and live their lives. It's ridiculous what we're doing as black people. You know? Once again, I want to say I don't condone Diddy. I don't. But he's getting what he deserves. You can't go so many years think you're untouchable, because one time you're going to get touched. And he got touched in a big way. Now, do I believe Diddy will bounce back? It'll be like Chris Brown. Chris Brown's probably one of the biggest artists in the world, selling out everywhere. But the media refuses to give him his props. They still refer to him as woman beater. They still want to boycott some of his shows. But that shit he did, what was it, 20 years ago? Like, Like, he was 19. Chris is, like, in his 30s now. I don't know. But it was a long time ago, that Rihanna shit. But he's still held accountable for it. People are mad at him. But white people is different. Robert Downey Jr., Steinfeld, Tim Allen. All these people have drug use, criminal history, domestic violence, and they're celebrating white community. They're able to redeem themselves. Black people, nope. We don't allow nobody to be redeemed. Only reason Chris Brown is making money is because he's just that goddamn talented. And you can't deny his music and his talent. But other than that, if he was garbage, oh my God. I mean, shit, we haven't heard from Trey Songz, and they just alleged for him. Because he wasn't on no Chris Brown level. But can Diddy come back? I don't know. Maybe he starts the Church of Diddy. If he goes to God, oh, he'll come back huge. Huge. If he's like, yo, I'm going for God. Bad boy gospel. I'm just about the Lord. Oh, yeah, he'll come back. Can he ever be the same Diddy? No. They won't allow that. Not at all. He lost everything. All his endorsements. He just lost his honorary doctorate from Howard. Revolt now is owned by the people, quote unquote, what they say. He's lost everything. So that part of his life is done. The next part, I don't know. But we'll see. But both of them, Cassie and Diddy, both made mistakes. Did some stuff they should have done. I've been in relationships where they started off wrong and they never end good. You know, I've never heard of a relationship that started with cheating and deception that lasted. I remember I was in college and I was with this beautiful young lady. She was absolutely beautiful. I remember I met her. She was beautiful. And I was with her. And we was together for a while. And I cheated on her with this other girl that wasn't even on her level. I'm going to be real. I mean, she wasn't ugly or nothing, but she wasn't on this girl's level. This girl was beautiful, slender, beautiful body. And I met this girl that was sexual and to my flavor. And she was toxic. And I cheated on her with this girl. And then broke up with that girl and wound up with this girl. Dated her for 3 years. The girl cheated on me. And we ended badly. And I thought I was in love. But it ended badly. Because the same, if the bullshit that we got together was the same bullshit that we broke up for. She was cheating. True story too. About last year, maybe earlier this year, she got in contact with me. The girl I cheated, not the girl I cheated on, the girl I was with for 3 years, right? So there was a time where we were at the same college and we moved to a new, back to her, we were in school, Rhode Island, right? We met there. That's where we dated for like, you know, about two and a half years. And then we wanted to transfer. She wanted to go back up to Albany, New York. I was going to go back to New York. But we said we was going to still be together. But, you know, whatever. Well, she moved back. I moved back. But for some reason, for whatever reason, I won't get to that story. I couldn't go to college. I couldn't go to St. John's. So she was there. And it was late for registration. But it wasn't late for me to register for classes. So I just registered for one class. And I was supposed to live in her mother's house. Because she's from Albany, New York, Schenectady, which is right next door. But I wind up living in her dorm with her. And it was a horrible semester. We argued a lot. And the next semester, I wind up getting accepted and getting my own dorm, and we broke up. So that's how that ended. And then we saw each other. Some crazy stuff happened, but we never got back together. Cool. So years later, 20 years later, we get in contact. She gets in contact with me. I don't know. She found my number, whatever. So whatever. So I'm like, yo, how are you doing? How life's doing? You know, just, you know. And I was like, hey, you married? Yeah, she'd been married for like, you know, 12 years, 11, 12, 13 years, something like that. I was like, oh, okay, cool. She's like, yeah, me and him, you know, were high school sweethearts. We were dating in high school, but then when I moved back to Albany, as soon as I came back, we started dating. Oh, really? Yeah, she's like, yeah. When I came back to Albany, we started dating. And then, you know, for a few years, and then we got married. I was like, that's funny. Because when you moved back to Albany, we were dating. I was living in the dorm with you. She got real quiet. I was like, yeah, I remember that. Remember I was in the dorm? We lived in the dorm? She's like, yeah. I was like, Now, don't get me wrong. In no way do I care. I don't care. It is what it is. I mean, you know, we were fucking 21 back then. We were young as fuck, so I don't care. You know what I'm saying? And I was probably cheating myself too back then. So it is what it is, you know. But the truth came out. You know what I'm saying? So she was cheating on me with this dude while I was living with her in the dorm. Isn't that funny? And I found this out 20 years later. So we started out that way. Look how it ended. She was cheating on me. I didn't even know. Now, I don't even think I was cheating on her when I was in the dorm. I wasn't cheating because I was living with her in that situation. But I'm just saying. But I know she cheated on me when we was at the old school already. So, you know, we already went through that. You know what I'm saying? STD and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, so at the end of the day, I am a testimony of the grass is not greener on the other side. I got cheated on. I got an STD. I mean, it was a curable one. It wasn't like long term, nothing like that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I went through all this shit with her. And then even come to find out the last, you know, 6 months we were together, she was seeing another nigga. I never even knew it. So all the time she was saying she was going back to her mom's house to hang out with her parents. She was chilling with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, shoot, and maybe she was trying to see the nigga before. That's why she went back home. Because they were high school. They were dating in high school. She revealed everything in a 5-minute conversation. God does things sometimes for a reason. Now, do I personally, emotionally care? Not at all. I really don't care. Because I know what I got at home. And I've been with my lady for 20 years. And I'm happy as fuck. She's fine as hell. My wife looked good. She is everything. But it just shows you the way you start, this shit could never be good. Now, Cassie and Diddy didn't start well. It was a disaster from the beginning. Now look at both of their lives. I don't look at Cassie and feel she won. I already don't. Even after the abuse and the settlement, I still don't feel she won. I feel she lost as well. Diddy definitely lost too. Because look at how they started. See, and that to me is the life lesson. It's not blaming. It's not victim blaming. I'm not saying she deserved anything. I'm not saying even saying Diddy. I'm not saying none of that. That's not my business. I don't know why Diddy did what he did. I don't know why Cassie stayed. I don't know. I don't know none of that. We know none of that stuff. Okay. We don't. What I do know is that a relationship that has started that way is not going to end well. That's it. That's all I know. That relationship that starts that way can never end well. Point blank. That's the story. That's the lesson learned. The grass isn't green on the other side. You should have been respectable and said, hey, I'm feeling you, Diddy, but before we go anywhere or do anything, I need to end this right here. Diddy should have said, I respect that. So you know what? When you end that over there, then we could do something. They both should have been respectable. Because I'm not here to force somebody that's with somebody. I'm not here to force anybody to stay with somebody that they don't want to be with. It doesn't matter if you meet, because it happens, you met somebody. But it's how you meet them. You meet somebody, you're feeling the vibe. But if you're feeling feelings, hey, I got to end this over here because I'm having feelings over here and it's not right to you. That's easy. Diddy should have been like, yo, you got a man. I want to respect that. So until you break up with him, when that's done, if you really want to be with me, end that over there, and then we can move forward. You know? Now, he could have took it further talking to Ryan Leslie, all this. But I'm just saying, in general, then you move forward. But both of them did dirt. Now, both of them, at the end of the day, have to deal with the consequences of what they did. And the consequences isn't they deserved it, is that the way it started, it didn't start good. It started with lies and deception on both ends, and it kept going. It spiraled. Now, I know how it is when you're with somebody that's an enabler, right? Both sides were enabler. He enabled her in her career and the lifestyle she wanted. She enabled him with his violence and whatever it was, sexual desires, whatever it was. Both of them were enablers to each other. Just because you're a victim don't mean you're not an enabler. Like, you have to understand that. Both of them were toxic for each other. And what I mean is that he did it, she allowed it, they kept it going for 9 years. She should have left, and he was wrong, but I'm just saying, they were toxic. And look what happened to both of them. She's a victim, of course, of abuse, and he is his everything, his legacy, everything he did is done. There is no winner in this situation. I'm sorry. There is no victor to me. There is nobody that is like, oh yeah, she got, I don't see it that way. It's a lesson learned in toxic relationships, abusiveness, and the long-term effects of it, and how you start off a relationship. Like I said, I'm not saying she deserved abuse. I'm just talking about how the relationship went bad. That's all I'm talking about. Nothing could ever come from deception and lies. You can't say I'm out of this great relationship by cheating on my boyfriend to get it. No, it doesn't work that way. It's never worked that way. It's not about karma. It's about when you go into something wrong, it's hard to correct it because it started off wrong. It's like if you start the wrong way in a race, it is hard to turn back around and win it, because you already lost a lot of time running the wrong way. Now you turn around, correct yourself, but you'll never win because those people that started right are far ahead of you. Now you could work hard and you could try, you could push yourself to correct it, but you'll never be where you could have been if you started the race correctly. If you started the same direction as everywhere else, all that effort that you made to be number three, the same effort, if you started correctly, you would have been number one. But you will never be number one when you start running the wrong way. And they started running the wrong way. And money, power does not negate, does not help in correcting it. But once again, I want to be clear. I do not think Diddy in any way was right. I don't think that Cassie deserved anything. I'm not saying that. I am saying, if you look at the situation in its totality, both of them, because of how they started, are now fucked. Their lives are forever ruined. Because they both thought the grass was greener on the other side. Now, both of them have different directions they're going as far as their lives. But in general, that bad decision changed their lives. Now, if you think that somebody won in this situation, then that's your opinion. I look at it differently. I don't think in any way Cassie has won. We know Diddy didn't win. I think the culture lost more than anything. You know, you have so many women jumping on the bandwagon now, you know, Cassie this and this and that and all that. And yeah, she deserves understanding, and she is a victim. So don't get me wrong. But when you start a relationship off bad, bad things tend to happen. You got to think twice when you go into situations at the cost of somebody else's hurt and pain. Like I said, this is not a she deserved it. I don't feel like she deserved it. I do feel like that at the end of the day, maybe if things would have been done differently and correctly, maybe it could have been avoided. Maybe if, you know, people didn't think the grass was green on the other side. You know, Diddy, you got how many chicks that want you? But you wanted Cassie. This poor guy, Ryan Leslie, that's his girl, all that stuff. He brought her to you thinking, okay, we're going to get this big. And you sat there and you took this boy's girl from him. All the women you have in the world, you chose to take her. Is she pretty? Yeah, she's fine. But Diddy, you could have done it a little bit better. At least convince her to break up with him first. You know what I'm saying? Like, break up with her. You know, do it right. That's all. Cassie, you was young. I know she was young. I know. But youngness does not negate being stupid. You left your boyfriend that was in love with you, that helped your career, introduced you to this man, and you left him and cheated on him for this man. You was wrong. And now both of y'all have to deal with the consequences of those decisions you made. But like I said, bad things happen to everybody. So baby, yo, she could have left Ryan the right way and it still would have happened. Then Diddy's completely wrong. So don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, you know, he's not. I'm not saying that she is not a victim. But you have to look at life as a lesson. And this is an example of the grass. Is it greener on the other side? That's it. That's completely it. Not victim shaming. Not victim blaming. Nothing. It's just saying her life is a lesson. Because in reality, both of them did not win. No matter what you say, nobody won in that situation. You know who did win? The media. The media won because this is a story they can cover to destroy another black man. And I'm not saying in general he didn't do it. I'm just saying the media loves to jump on these stories and make these frontline news. I mean, we still waiting for the Weinstein list, right? I mean, for the Epstein list. I mean, let's be real. You know, we love to bash each other. Shoot, Diddy is 50 is living in heaven right now. His opportunity to destroy another black man. I mean, that's what we do. I saw this thing. I don't know who was talking, but this guy was saying that back in the days he used to run drugs, right? And he met this Asian. He knew somebody that met one of the Asian. He was trying to get the plug in Japan. And he met this Asian guy that's like part of like the Japanese mafia. And he was scared because he saw how organized they were, right? They were on point with their shit, you know? And the guy looked at him, the Asian guy looked at him and said, you know, black people are so great. They're trendsetters. People follow you, your style. You know, you're athletic. You're smart. He was like, you can rule the world. The one thing you don't have is unity. And the guy was like, okay. When you look at every other culture has a mafia. Irish, English, Japanese, Chinese. They have all different names, but they all have their own organized crime within their culture. You know, they push drugs, murder. What I mean, you know, organized crime. Black people are so unorganized that we can't even organize crime. We don't have a black mafia. We really don't have a real black mafia. We don't have a black, you know, I mean, people say we have BFF, but like at the end of the day, they all got busted and went to jail. But we don't even have, like, our crime is even organized. We can't even organize crime. Like when you think about it, we're the only people that don't have that. I'm not saying, you know, we should brag and say, let's do that. But we can't even do that right. Our society, our whole culture is built on killing each other, killing the culture. Our popular music is talking about hoes and chicks fucking and niggas doing drugs and stuff. And that's promoted and loved. Our styles are negative. Gangsta. We talk about popping perk and chicks talk about their pussy the best and all the niggas they fuck. Our women are the only one talking about at the end of the day, they won't go 50-50. And guys, you already pay for everything. No other culture talks about that. Like, we do everything to kill ourselves. Everything. We don't do nothing to actually promote ourselves in a better light. Because all our money goes to black hate and other people's products. And that's a true statement. Challenge me on that. All our money goes to the negativity of our culture and other cultures' products. Just think about it. All right, people. I appreciate y'all for listening to me. I am back on my podcast, and I'm starting up other podcasts. I'm not going to run it under Black Men's no more. If you want to listen to my other podcasts, you're going to have to listen to them somewhere. Cast is crazy because there's a lot of things going on that's crazy, and I'm going to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Achieving success. I'm going to separate them, people, because at the end of the day, I want to run my podcast differently. I'm not looking for clout. If you really rock with me, if you really follow me, then you know what? You're going to listen to other podcasts. I'll let you know when they're up soon. But Black Men is back to what it is, Black Men's mental health. And we're going to talk about it, okay? Yo, I appreciate you so much for listening to me. I love you so much. You know, you'll see me and heard me through so much journey from mental to physical to emotional stability to where I am today. I appreciate you so much. And it's a new day, This last situation with my health has made me realize a lot of things. So right now, I am on this journey to really, really take things in my life to the next level. Because you don't know how much time you got, people. So live your life. Work hard, but live your life. Don't live for the weekend. Live every day like it's Saturday, all right? Until next time.